sweetheart, why don't you set up over there and we'll shoot by the fireplace, okay? Benson, I gotta talk to you. Krause, we need this room.
What is going on here?
It's a photography session with the governor. It's the first day of the state lottery.
Nobody ever tells me anything.
I could tell you a few things.
In your ear with a can of beer.
What's up, Pete?
That's it. Remember when you asked me to arrange some airtime for you to discuss whatever it was that you wanted to discuss?
Yes, I remember.
What was it that you wanted to discuss?
The new unemployment benefit rules.
Look, knew it was something boring. I got you 6 minutes on Coffee with Connie.
Coffee with Connie?
Yeah, 2 weeks from Wednesday, 7 a.m.
We all set, Pete?
All ready to go, sir.
It's the big day.
All right, let's get this over with. I'm on a very tight schedule.
You know Mr. Montez, head of the State Lottery Board.
Hello, Benson, how are you, John?
Could we get these pictures taken? This is such a waste of time.
It's an even trade. Taking your picture is a waste of film.
Governor, we're all ready. How do you want to do this?
Well, I want to get a picture of each of you buying a lottery ticket from me, and then a picture of me presenting that plaque to Mr. Montez to commemorate the opening of the state lottery.
Well, sounds pretty good. As long as I'm here, why don't I be the first one?
Peter!
Pete, I can't change a 50.
I don't want change. I want 50 tickets.
Here we are, Governor. Tickets 1 through 50.
Benson, you're next.
Peter, do you mind? I am in a hurry. Hold it. I just want to run a comb through my hair.
Clayton, why do you have to act like such a jerk?
Peter, I told you I have places to go, people to see.
Children to frighten.
Come on, Clayton, you look fine.
Now, wait a minute. Is my tie straight?
It's fine.
Feels like it's crooked.
It's fine.
Benson, take my place while I check my tie.
Oh, come on, Clayton. Good grief. You should have told him the truth.
What?
His tie's on straight, his head's on crooked.
I tell him that all the time. He doesn't listen. How many tickets you want?
Just one.
Here we go.
Here I am, hair comb, tie in place.
Still surrounding an ugly face.
Now, this picture is by Debbie Maxwell, and I guess it's supposed to be me on a bicycle. I'd like to thank Mrs. Henderson's third grade class for these lovely pictures of yours truly. We'll be right back.
Claire!
Oh, hi. I'm Connie Merriweather, but I guess you know that.
Yes?
And I know who you are, Benson Dubois. I saw your picture in the paper buying a lottery ticket.
Yeah, well,
I bought one too, but I won't win. I don't have that kind of luck. My husband Jacques, the winner in our family. He's a hockey player. Did you know that?
Yes, I...
Oh, what am I saying? Everybody knows that. I just can't help it. My life's an open book. Oh, you're on next. Good luck.
Is she gonna let me talk?
Come on, it's your biz, Benson. Just go with the flow.
You're gonna have to keep quiet, fella. Now sit down.
Who is this? Hitler? Can I have some coffee?
It's in the pot, fella. We're going in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2.
We're back, and I hope you are too. My guest today is Benson Dubois, our state budget director, who wants to talk to us today about what? Well, let's ask him. Welcome, Mr. Dubois.
Oh, thank you, Connie. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you with us. What's on your mind today?
Well, as you probably know, we have just recently liberalized the unemployment benefits, and I just dropped by to fill your viewers in on the new rules.
Oh, good idea. Get a pencil, girls. This is important information.
And since the rules are rather complex, I'll just be covering the major ones. Yes. What is it, my time up?
Oh, no. My noodles are ready.
Her noodles are ready. Yes. Well, anyway, as I was saying...
Why don't we go over to the kitchen and you can fill us in on unemployment while I finish that pasta salad I was making.
Connie, I really wanted to talk about the rules.
Oh, it's okay. We're listening. Oh, you need an apron. Here, we'll put this over your head.
Thank you so much.
Now, you were saying...
As I was saying, the qualification period has been changed from 26 weeks till 20 weeks.
Oh, that is good news. Why don't you mix the mayonnaise into the noodles while I finish chopping up the celery?
Yeah, why don't I do that? And the second major change is the raising of the maximum benefit from $98 to $114. Hopefully, this will help to ease some of the burden of being unemployed.
But not as much as winning the state lottery would.
Well, that's a long shot, Connie. This is something you can count on.
Could I get up close and personal for just a moment?
Why, a shock on a road trip? Oh.
What would you do with the money if you won the lottery?
Well, I haven't thought about it, Connie.
Maybe if you won, just keep on stirring.
Yeah.
You could use the money to help some of our less fortunate viewers.
I think any of us who have the means should reach out to those in need. Isn't this done yet?
Oh, add the Parmesan. Mm-hmm. So, if you won, you'd give the money away.
Well, since I haven't won, that's a very hypothetical question.
Oh, but seriously, don't you think there are people who need the money more than you?
Lots of them.
Then you'd give it away.
Sure. If I won, I'd give it away. You're right. Sweetheart, these noodles are beginning to knot up.
Does anybody know when the winning numbers are published?
They're in this morning's paper.
Oh, good. Let me have it. Great. We can all check our numbers together. Okay. Get your tickets out. Oh, you too, Mr. Dubois?
Mm.
Okay, let's skip over the little winners and just read the big one. Is everybody ready? For $50,000, the winning ticket is 00051.
One pigeon, that's pigeon's ticket!
It is?
I feel good. I feel real good.
Oh, but I bet all those people out there that you promised to help feel real good, too.
Yeah. What?
Oh, we'll be right back with the latest in rainwear for your pet.
But I...
Here comes the millionaire.
Thank you, Pete. $50,000.
Are you complaining?
Not at all.
Congratulations, Benson.
Thank you very much. That's something, huh?
Mm-hmm. Of course, you realize you're going to have to give most of it to the IRS.
Well, no matter what they leave me, it's got to be more than you got for straightening your tie.
He doesn't have to give any to the IRS. He said he was going to give it all to charity.
No, I didn't say that. Pasta Brain said that.
That's what I heard you say, Benson.
Of course, I will give some of the money to charity.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Sugar.
Our church is raffling off a TV. How'd you like to buy a ticket?
Sure, I'll buy one. I'm on a roll.
Great. Here you go. Anybody else?
Yeah, I'll buy 10.
Haven't you learned anything from this lottery experience?
Yeah, you're right. Make it 11.
Oh, Benson, I'm glad you're here. You really put your foot in your mouth this time.
Everybody else began with congratulations, Benson.
A lot of people heard you say you're going to give that money away.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, well, tell them that.
Oh.
A lot of people. They're waiting in your office.
What?
Follow me. Oh, we'll be with you in a minute, kids. We'll be with you in a minute.
Ooh. So all these people want money?
Uh-huh.
What about that guy with the sign? What's he need money for?
He wants to rent the billboard.
For one night?
What do you want me to do?
Well, sort them out. I'll talk to as many as I can.
Okay. All right,
parakeets, edible sand, bus that walks like a duck. Yeah.
It's me, Benson.
Yeah.
There's a Dr. Gillespie out there.
Denise, I told you I don't want to see no more of them people.
But he's a doctor.
What does he look like?
Very distinguished. Nice suit, a briefcase.
Sounds safe sentiment.
Dr. Gillespie.
Good afternoon, Mr. Dubois.
Good afternoon, Doctor.
I'm sorry to take up your time.
That's quite all right. Have a seat.
Thank you. I understand you're interested in donating some of your prize money to worthy causes.
Well, you could say the word was out.
Yes, I saw your outer office. That's quite an assemblage.
So, how can I help you?
Well, Mr. Dubois, I'm a professor of astronomy. Just how much do you know about the planet Venus?
Well, I suppose about as much as the next guy. It's the second planet from the sun, home of 50-foot women and killer tomatoes.
Good, then you'll understand where I'm coming from.
Maybe not. Where are you coming from?
Well, what's important here is where I'm going. I'd like to spend Christmas on Venus. I beg your pardon.
Oh, nothing.
You see, I've converted a 1955 Studebaker to space travel.
Yes, well, that is extremely interesting. Excuse me.
If it's a nice day, we can roll the windows down.
Denise! Doctor, you see, I had decided that I would restrict all my charitable donations to earthbound activities.
Oh, well, that's perfectly understandable.
Yes?
Denise, would you have security show the doctor to his car?
Sure, where is it?
Well, it shouldn't be very hard to spot. It's a 1955 Studebaker on a booster rocket.
Right this way, Dr. Gillespie. I'm sorry, Benson.
Gee whiz. Huh? What?
Listen, we have a problem.
What's the problem, sir?
We've been getting some pretty disturbing phone calls.
Well, I'll trade you my weirdos show up here in person.
Actually, Benson, several senators have received complaints from their constituency about a member of the government winning the lottery.
Now, wait a minute. That's perfectly legal in this state. I won that money fair and square.
But that isn't the point, Benson.
No, the point is that if people lose faith in the lottery, they'll stop buying tickets.
And if the lottery fails, your budget is going to be short $6 million.
Not to mention the political cost.
Oh, yes, because then...
And, of course, you did agree to give away the money.
I didn't agree to anything. Look, Governor, I have every intention of giving some of that money to charity.
He wants you to give it all away.
Why would I want to give it all away?
Well, Benson, let me give you a couple of good reasons. First, it'd give you a tax deduction. Second, it will help a lot of needy people. And third, I'd stand a much better chance of not being impeached.
Impeached? Who's talking impeachment?
Clayton.
I merely mentioned the possibility.
Think it over, Benson. I'm sure you'll do the right thing.
Giving it away would be the right thing.
Oh, and by the way, Benson, while you're thinking of worthy causes, don't forget that the governor's benefit for the Meyerson Children's Clinic is coming up soon.
I'll be sure to consider it, sir.
Assuming you think sick children are worthy.
Whoever knew having money could be this much fun?
Check the parking lot, Benson.
Okay, Denise.
Yeah, sit down. What's that all about?
Well, now that I've decided to give the money away, they follow me wherever I go. A woman came up to my table at lunch the other day and demanded $3,000 to study the toxic effects of kitty litter.
Weirdos are getting to you, huh?
Well, it's not just the weirdos. Even the people with legitimate claims drive you crazy. If you give it to A, B is offended. If you give it to C, D is offended. And E or F, they're all offended. Who knows what's the right decision?
You know, Benson, this reminds me of a story.
Governor, it's been a long day.
Oh, no, wait a minute. About 100 years ago, my family braved the frontier in a Conestoga wagon. You have any idea how difficult that was?
I know it ain't first class on a 747.
Somewhere in the Great Plains, they came across a fork in the road, and they didn't know which way to take. They argued and 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 they argued.
I get it, I get it. They had a long argument.
Yeah, right. All except my great-great uncle Nelson. You know what he did? He picked a direction, hopped on a mule, and took off. The rest of them never did agree, so they turned around and went home.
That's a good idea. I think that's what I'll do.
Benson, the point is, make a choice and commit to it, because you'll never please everybody.
All right, I think I see what you're saying. I'll call a press conference tomorrow and announce my choices.
It's all clear, Benson.
Good.
Well, wait a minute. Don't you want to hear what happened to Uncle Nelson?
Well, I don't think I should keep Denise waiting here.
I'm in no hurry.
Good, sit down. This is kind of interesting. About 10 miles down the road, Nelson ran into a pack of angry pumas. They ripped him in half and left him for dead.
By the way, check the parking lot for pumas.
Oh, wait. It worked out. Nelson survived, and he became a famous wrestler. In fact, he invented the half Nelson.
Governor, that's not a true story, and you know it.
Well, Benson, a story doesn't have to be true. It just has to make its point.
You mean out of all the stories you've told me, none of them have been true?
Well, sure they have, Benson. Lots of them. You just have to figure out which ones.
Benson, Benson, Benson. I know that we've had our disagreements in the past, but I want you to know that I think what you are doing here today is very slick.
What do you mean?
All right, let's just get to the point. The kind of publicity that you're getting for this little stunt is going to make you a very popular political figure, and with the proper handling, you could go right to the top. But you are going to need someone by your side who is capable of saying no.
And you want that job?
Yes.
No.
And you don't have to make up your mind right away.
No.
Think about it.
No.
We'll talk later.
Boy, they are working my tail off today. I'm beat.
Oh, Krause, you look nice. Did you do something to your hair?
Baloney, you're just trying to zip me up for one of your cheap jokes.
Why can't you ever take a compliment?
Because I know that with you, behind every compliment, there is an insult. It makes me nervous. I'd rather you just insulted me and got on with it.
Okay. Do they cut your hair, or do you just weed your scalp?
Thank you. I feel better now.
Fourth sandwich.
Oh, yeah?
Benson, can I touch the $50,000 check before you give it away?
I don't have it yet, Pete. Mr. Montez is going to bring it over, and then I give him this ticket, and he gives me the check.
Benson, could you move that for me?
Sure. Hey!
Thank you.
Welcome.
Well, Benson, I guess we're all here now.
Hello, Benson.
Hello, John.
It's a big day.
Yes, yes. I'm about to say a quick hello and goodbye to $50,000.
Benson has decided to divide the money among four different organizations.
Ah, oh, very clever, Benson. Butter your bread on all four sides.
No.
Run out. If you give me the ticket, I'll give you the check.
Sure thing. Where is it? I had it here. Oh, I put it right over here. Where this ketchup stain is. Who made this ketchup stain?
Oh, gee, I guess I did. I'm sorry. I'll pay to have it cleaned.
I don't care about the tablecloth. I want the ticket.
You mean you lost the lottery ticket?
No, I didn't lose it. I put it right there.
Huh? Is that it?
That's part of it. I want all of it.
I must have swallowed it.
Somebody get me a flashlight. I'm going in.
No, don't get excited here. Everybody knows you won.
Well, I'm sorry, but the rule specifically states I can't turn over the check if you cannot produce a ticket.
Well, I can't produce a ticket. Would you settle for an X-ray?
I'm sorry, Benson.
What'll happen to the $50,000?
I reverse to the state treasury.
Easy come, easy go, Benson.
Wait a minute. Wouldn't that be called serendipitous revenues?
Sure, that's right. It reverts to the governor's discretionary fund.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mean I get it? I didn't even buy a ticket.
I can follow this.
Paragraph 28, subsection 11 of the state treasury code says, all monies not accrued through taxation, commerce, or war will be considered serendipitous revenues whose distribution will be at the discretion of the governor. Want to hear the next paragraph?
No, I think that about covers it, Denise.
Then I can give it away?
Sure, sure.
Benson, was one of those four charities you talked about the Meyerson Children's Clinic?
Yes.
Good. Then I am going to give this money to Benson's four charities.
Oh, hey.